好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天讲到的题目是正满了430年。
The sermon title today is at the end of 430 years.
讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to God.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and the praise be yours.
求主就与我们同行。
Lord, may you just walk with us.
好让我们在同行的道路当中经历你以马内利的恩典。
So that on the path that we walk together and we can experience your Emmanuel.
因为你是那位掌管宇宙万物的主宰。
You are the Lord. You are just that in control of everything.
你创造了时空，你还掌管着时空。
You created the time and space. Also, you have the sovereignty.
正满了430年。
So just at the end of the 430 years.
何等的精确的时间坐标啊！
So what a precise time.
主，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，正满了430年。
At the end of 430 years.
呀，终于耶和华杀长子的锤子落地了。
Finally, the hammer of Lord God just fell upon the firstborn of Egypt.
当这个长长的靴子落地之后呢？
So when this hammer just fell on the ground.
我们好像也仿佛也心也落地了，知道这件事终于达成了。
And it seems like we just understand, so God just reached his goal.
我们知道神是有言在先的，对不对？
God has already spoken beforehand.
呀，他在十一章五节他就说了。
In Exodus chapter 11, verse 5.
他说凡在埃及地从做宝座的法老直到摩之后的婢女，所有的长子以及头生的牲畜都必死。
Every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on the throne, even to the firstborn of the servant girl behind the mill, and all the firstborn of the livestock as well. So God just again and again just warned them.
乃是四而再，五而再，六而再，直到八而再，直到九啊。
God just repeated it until like the ninth time.
当黑暗降临的时候，
when the darkness arrives,
死亡也随之来到。
And the death arrives.
呀，从神发出预言到现在呢？
From the time God gave his warning till now.
他正式启动这个杀长子的咒诅呢？
So when the judgment on the firstborn is finally carried out.
其实我们教会也经历了五堂信息，对吧？
And our church, we have already just gone through five messages together.
为了完成这杀长子这个行为。
And for just God to just fulfill and the action to kill the firstborn.
几千年过去的教会讲这个信息的时候，要为了预备至少五堂信息来讲上帝怎样杀长子，为何要杀长子，对吧？
So 13 years passed, and the church, we just prepared for five messages before this.
好，来看第一点吧。
Let's look at the first point.
尽都杀了。
The death of all the firstborn.
尽都杀就是都杀了呗，所有长子都杀了呗。
And this means to kill all of the firstborn.
坦率讲，即使神已经是有言在先，心里边仍然略略感到有些难过。
To be honest, even though God had already given warning beforehand, there's still a sense of sorrow in our hearts.
由此我也不难体会到此时此刻呀，上帝的心情是怎样的。
So at this time, we can also just begin to understand something about how God himself must have felt at that very moment.
首先当然上帝是公义的，对吧？
First of all, God is righteous.
什么是公义呢？
So what is righteousness?
所谓公义就是指神眼中认为是对的事情，对吧？
Righteousness simply means that whatever God sees as right is right.
起初创造天地的时候，神就说了，你吃的日子必定死啊。
At the time when God just created the whole universe, he said, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们的始祖亚当夏娃吃了，我们就都死了，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀啊。
And our first ancestor ate it, and so they died, and same as us, we short of God's glory.
在摩西的时代，神也说了。
During the time of Moses, God also said,
他说从人到牲畜长子或者头生的都必定死啊。
God said that in the land of Egypt, from man to livestock, every firstborn would die.
站在法老和摩西当时的角度就是如今他们都尽都被杀了。
So from Moses and the Pharaoh's viewpoint, now every one of them has been struck down.
我猜想埃及的术士或者也包括以色列东正的拉比或者长老会认为神会不会太过分了呢？
I'm just guessing. Perhaps the magicians of Egypt, even some rabbis and the elder among the Israelites, might have wondered, has God gone too far?
很多想法你可以去谈。
And we can, you can do, you can talk about many thinking.
很多观点你也可以去说。
Also, you can talk about a viewpoint.
但是我们今天必须强调的一件事是什么呢？
But what I want to emphasize today is this.
作为上帝儿女如何看待这件事呢？
As God's children, when we look at this,
这是我们必须在基督耶稣里合一的，对吧？
This is when we need to be united in Jesus Christ.
就是在杀长子这件事，在圣经的启示中，它就是一件公义的事情。
That is, in the revelation of Scripture, the killing of the firstborn was an act of righteousness.
这一点对我们其实很重要，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, this is extremely important to us.
对我们今天如何判断这个世间的是非对错，非常重要，要看圣经的标准呢。
Because it just lays it very important to discern the right or wrong in the world.
这也是一个有奠基性的作用，对不对？
And it lays the foundation.
也是我们属灵的核心价值观形成的依据，对吧？
It shapes the core values of our spiritual life.
我们的依据就是从这里而来的。
And our standard just come from this.
甚至是教导我们如何行事为人的尺度标准呢？
It's a standard which that by which we conduct ourselves.And live before God.
其次，神是大能的。
Secondly, God is Almighty.
这一点对我们其实也是很重要。神不但公义，而且有能力啊。
This is also very important. God is not only righteous; He is Almighty.
神的时候满足了，神说杀就都杀了。
When God's appointed time was fulfilled, He said the word, and all the firstborn were struck down.
你知道这是什么意思？你知道吗
？What does this show us?
你说要杀就能你有本事都杀了吗？你没那能力的。
If you say you want to kill, and then you can kill, actually, you don't have this power.
神说有就有，命立就立。
God's word stand firm.
当然说杀，他就可以都杀，这是他的大能。
It is God's almighty power when he say he will kill.
神不但说了，而且还做，也做到了。
God not only speaks, he also accomplishes what he says.
这里重点是神的宣告与他的大能是可以划等号的。
And the important thing is that God's declaration and His power are inseparable.
神说的与他做的可以同时发生。
What God has spoken, what just happened, just happened at the same time.
当然也可以在他所耶和华所定的日子完成或者实现。
And it can just accomplish at a time of when fulfilled in His words.
这在讲什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这意思就是世人在神的面前当存敬畏的心的缘故在这里。
And that is why mankind ought to stand before God with reverence and holy fear.
圣经说神是不可轻慢的呀。
The Bible says God is not to be mocked.
为什么呢？
Why?
这句话是有意义的，对吧？
Those words carry great weight.
我们不妨放眼望去。
And if we just look throughout history,
无论是看历史还是看未来
no matter like the history or future,
凡是轻慢神的族类
so for those who despise God,
特别是那些以神为敌的人
especially those who set themselves against God,
我们肉眼可见的是发现神的愤怒常常在这些人身上
and we can see that eventually they will experience God's wrath.
当然，凡是愿意依靠神的人
And on the other hand, those who are willing to trust in God
也必然要经历神的大能
will surely experience His power as well.
你即使有患难也可以大步跨过的对吧
Even though you're just you suffered, but you can just have a big step, just jump over
最后一点是很重要的
The last point is very important.
神是痛苦的
God was grieved.
这一点我觉得可能我们平常都是忽略的
So this part, oftentimes we just that neglect it.
为什么说神是痛苦的呢
？So why do I say that God was so grieved?
圣经的记载说，法老和一切臣仆，并埃及众人，夜间都起来，在埃及有大哀号，无一家不死一人的。
The scripture says, Pharaoh and all his servants and all Egyptians rose up during the night, and there was a great cry in Egypt.For there was not a house where someone was not dead.
我读到这一节经文的时候就觉得有点奇怪。
So when I read the scripture, I feel kind of strange.
三十节的必要性何在呢
？What is the importance for the verse 30 to be existed?
能不能把二十九和三十一节中间这个三十节拿开呢
？Can we just omit verse 30? Just only connect 29 and 31.
仿佛真的没有问题、啊。
Seems like it's not a problem.
你读从二十九读到三十一节，一点问题都没有。
If you just read verse 29 and 31, there's no problem.
那么这一节三十节经文就显得有些在内容上的多余。
Seems like verse 30 seems kind of, it's like an extra verse.
那么这个时候我们就需要问了，三十节这个意义何在呢？
So then we just have to ask, so why, what is the meaning for verse 30?
我们不妨反复读的十遍二十遍好不好？
So let's just read this verse maybe like more than 20 times.
我有的时候会读它一百遍呢。
Sometimes I just read it 100 times.
你多读的几遍，体会一些这话语其中的感觉和味道。
The more and more you read it, and then just kind of just get a feel for that.
我们仿佛读到上帝的悲伤与痛苦。
Seems like we can just feel the God's sorrow and the pain in it.
我们当然会问了，到底这是谁的痛苦？为什么一定要是上帝的，不能是别人的吗？
We may just ask, whose sorrow is this?
说是埃及人的痛苦也是对的，对吧？
So.Certainly, it was the sorrow of the Egyptian, that is true.
而且说是埃及人的痛苦也不是一句假话，是真的呀。
And as a fact, and the Egyptians, they have sorrow.
毕竟人的家里死人了嘛。
Because they have people die in their household.
但是从整本圣经启示的重点和对准的焦点来看呢。
However, just from the focal point and from the revelation of the Bible.
显然未必是神启示的强调了。
And it may not be the main emphasis of God's revelation here.
Yeah, 埃及人的优先次序是国家级别的应急方案，对吧？
After all, from the Egypt's perspective, their first priority would have been the national crisis management.
听得懂这个意思吗？
Do you understand this?
就是埃及人发生死长子的事件，整个国家行为不是面对是悲伤，乃是下一步的行为、行动和措施方案呢。
And that means when the nation of Egypt, when they face this kind of, the firstborn was killed, their first priority is to think how to manage this, the crisis.
所以三十节在这里唯一剩下的一个目的和意义就是在表达上帝自己的忧伤与痛苦了。
Therefore, the record of verse 30 in here, it just said,show that the deeper emphasis means that God himself is expressing grief and sorrow.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
认识我们的神也是痛苦的这个真理是很重要。
To understand our God is grieved is very important.
世间上凡是死人的事情发生，我相信上帝都是痛苦的。
So whenever there's death in this world, I believe God is grieved.
因为这些人都是按着神的形象和样式所造的呀。
Because these people are also created in God's image.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
又见面啦。
Meeting again.
又见面在这一段经文里边是非常重要的信息。
So it is a very important message for meeting again.
我们知道黑暗之灾过去之后呢？
After the plague of darkness.
法老就不再想见摩西了，烦死摩西了。
Pharaoh no longer wanted to see Moses again.
而且他还威胁摩西。
He must threaten Moses.
他说你离开我去吧，你要小心，不要再见我的面，因为你见我面那一日，你就必死啊！十章二十八节这么讲。
In Exodus chapter 10, verse 28, the Pharaoh said, "Get away from me. Take care never to see my face again. For on the day you see my face, you shall die."
结果很快又要见面了。
However, quickly they meet again.
情何以堪呢、啊、
？How could that be?
首先话。不可说得太满了，对吧
？First, do not speak too absolutely.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
cela vie, 这就是人生啊。
This is life.
呀，话不可说得太满。
Do not speak too just too precisely.
我们如果把话说得太满，就会很容易发现自己的亏欠与有限了。
When we speak too confidently, sooner or later, we discover our own weakness and limitations.
这个对我们平常的教导也很具体，对不对？不要把话说太满。
So this is just also for teaching us.
有没有想过什么是说话呢？
Have you thought about what is speaking?
其实我们一说话就在表达一个人对这个世界上的事情的判断，对吧？
Our words reflect our judgment about life and circumstances.
呀，以至于可能会把说出来的话说多了。说过了
so,
对吧
Sometimes we may just speak too strongly or too much.
那没想过为什么我们会把话说过了说多了呢
So how come sometimes we just speak things about too much or just over speaking?
当然一是因为人的无知与有限对吧
On one hand, because human beings are limited and ignorant.
所以有的时候也是难免的对吧
So it's inevitably.
第二呢可能是因为我们的情绪使然呢、啊
On the other hand, because emotions take over.
呀，对不对？头脑一热，情绪就上来了。
When emotions rise and the mind grows heated, and then here comes emotion.
人在情绪中是很容易说出一些过头的话的。
So when people are in emotion and they just easily say things, just go too far.
圣经的教导其实很清楚的。
Bible's teaching is very clear.
就是按照你所知的，人是不知道啊。
So Bible teaches that even what we think we know is still far from complete
understanding. 特别我们要说一些很肯定的话的时候，那要很小心的。
We just have to be very careful if we want to say something very firm.
我们面对未来。
Facing the future.
也包括面对自己的无知与有限。
And facing our own ignorance and limitations.
如果我们愿意选择安静，甚至闭口不言，其实是个明智之举的。
And if we just choose to remain quiet or slow to speak, it's often the wiser path.
其次，脸不可打太红了。
Secondly, do not get your face slapped too badly.
我们发现人这个话，无论你如果把话说的有多满，脸也就会被打得有多红了。
The more confidently you speak, the more painfully you may be slapped in the face.
我们常常听人说面子是别人给的，羞辱呢就是自己取的，对吧？
The so-called face is something others give you, but shame is something you bring upon yourself.
法老就对摩西说了，以后不要再见面了。
Pharaoh said to Moses, you shall never see my face again.
摩西也不客气说，好，不见就不见呗。
Moses essentially responded, fine, so be it.
但是真的不用过太久啊。
However, it just did not take too long.
打脸的事就来了。
And before the reversal came.
这个时候家家都死了人了。
So every household there was dead.
法老也等不及了，等不到天亮了。
Pharaoh could not even wait until morning.
圣经说法老是夜间就召了摩西亚伦来说，起来，连你们带以色列人从我民中出去，依你们所说的去侍奉你们的耶和华吧。
At night, Pharaoh's command, Moses and Aaron said, up.Leave my people, you and the Israelites, go worship the Lord as you have requested.
哎，没觉得一点可惜呢？
Isn't it a pity?
你要是早一点，这么不就好了吗？
If only he had said this earlier.
法老被啪啪的打脸，是还是小事儿。
Pharaoh being humiliated is a small matter in comparison.
但是你知道吗？
However, do you know that?
埃及全境的人都因此受到牵连，这个时候想回头也晚了。
The tragedy is that the entire land of Egypt was dragged into it, and at this point, even if he wanted to turn back, it was already too late.
世间事有时真不好说，对吧？
The things happen in the world, sometimes it's just hard to predict.
最后事儿呢就不可做得太绝了。
Finally, do not go too far in doing things.
事情不要做太绝，日后还好相见呢。
If you don't do the things that's just going too far, maybe later you can just meet each other.
所以不如此时留一线如何？
So why not just leave some space?
我们想想，此时此刻，以色列人和埃及人仿佛已成了一种彼此对立，甚至彼此为敌的关系了，会不会啊？
At this moment, the Israelites and the Egyptians had seemed to become opposing sides.
我们不妨想一想，如果我们身在其中，
Imagine if we were there ourselves.
你会是一种怎样的心情呢？
What kind of feelings would we have?
其实这种情况跟我们今天很像的，对吧？
You know what? It's very similar, just like today's condition.
我们国际教会也是来自不同的国家、不同的州、不同的政治立场，很多这样的情况。
So our church, International Online United Church, brother and sister come from different part of the world. Maybe you have different view on the politics.
两个国家是彼此为敌。
And sometimes, like two nations are just against each other.
那人民和人民之间就需要把话说绝吗？
And then, among the people from different nations, should they speak just absolutely?
你就必须要把事情做绝吗？
Do you want to just do things to the extreme?
其实世间是有一天都会过去的。
Actually, all the things in the world will just pass away.
真正存留下来是主的道啊。
What can just stay?And that is God's truth.
何必受到这些敌我关系的影响呢？
Why you want to be influenced just by this, that influence from the so-called enemy, the enemy nation?
如果我们当时就处在埃及的时代，
If we are just at a time of the Egyptian,
你会是一种怎样的心情呢？
What kind of mindset you have?
心里边想的最好埃及人都死光光，会不会？
So would you just be the one you think of?You just wish all the Egyptians would perish.
你别单单死长子，最好全家都死光啊。
And you may just think, not only the firstborn, it's the best for the whole nation.
或者埃及人想，最后以色列离不开，走不掉，会不会啊？
Or maybe the Egyptian would think that it's the best for the Israelites not able to leave.
伊朗人都死绝吧。
Would we just wish that those the like the Iranian people just all just perish.
美国佬都灭亡吧。
Or the U.S. nation and just all perish.
或者是至少是川普总统死翘翘就可以。
Or at least maybe some people may think of for the person Trump just to pass away.
是别人不死，死个川普总统那也好啊。
If the people would not pass away, maybe the president can do that.
在网上什么样的言论论调都有了。
On the website, there's all different kinds of the saying in the media.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是人性，也是人心呐。
Brother and sister, this is human nature and human heart.
但是我们读读今天的经文，会发现什么呢
？However, when we read the verses today, we will notice that.
其实上帝为以色列人和埃及人之间留下了许多恩典的空间的。
Actually, God still leaves space for grace between the Israelites and the Egyptians.
他们之间在对立的这个两国或者两民之间的关系呢，还有一些来往的空间的。
Actually, the people among those two nations, actually, they have some interaction.
至少发现以色列人还可以向埃及人要些金器、银器和衣裳啊，准备出旷野嘛。
At the very least, the Israelites were allowed to ask Egyptians for.Articles of silver and the gold and clothing.
甚至耶和华叫百姓在埃及人眼前蒙恩，以致埃及人给他们所要的，他们就把埃及人的财物都夺去了。
And even more, the scripture says that the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested, and this way.They just plundered the Egyptians.
有的时候我们换个角度，站在上帝的视角看问题，可能不会那么狭隘，对吧
？If we just look at God's viewpoint to look at it, then we would be so narrow.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
终于走了。
Finally, they left.
想想这今天这堂道也是很简单，就讲三个大点了。
Actually, today's sermon is very simple. Three main points.
第一点都杀了。
The first point that the death of all the firstborn.
第二点又见面了。
Second point, and they meet again.
第三点，终于都走了。
And the third, finally they left.
从出埃及记讲到今天呢
？So just from the journey through the Exodus.
仿佛感到终于进入本书的正题，就是以色列人终于出发了。
Since I will finally reach the main point of the book of Israelites that's finally setting out.
大家能不能站在一个属灵的角度看待以色列人出埃及这件事情呢
？Can we look at the Exodus just from and the Bible's the viewpoint?
终于神的子民走上了使命之路了，对吧
？So from this moment on, God's people also step onto the path of their calling.
首先就是旷野之路啊
，It's a journey through the wilderness.
也是神子民属灵生命的磨练之路啊
，And also it's a path of the testing.
但更加是蒙恩之路了。
Even more, it's a journey of grace.
首先从哪里来到哪里去。
First, where they came from and where they are going.
我们知道，按照圣经讲，离开迦南地雅各带的，其实已经怎么样，就是430年了。
It had already been 430 years since they left the land of Canaan.
以色列人或许已经不认得回家的路了。
Perhaps the Israelites no longer even recognize the way home, right?
这也是很正常嘛，这么远的路不认得也是很。不奇怪啊
It's normal because it's so far.
所以从上帝的视角来看呢
So from God's viewpoint,
你认不得远路，我就指一条近路，你开始走呗。
When the long road is unclear, then begin with a shorter step.
于是上帝就为以色列定下第一个近期目标，你要去哪里
？So God set a first near-term destination for Israel.
圣经说以色列人从兰塞起行，往苏哥去。
The Israelites journeyed from Ramses to Succoth.
兰塞是在哪里呢
？Where is that Ramses?
从考古学的角度来看，其实这个地点已经不太详细了。
Actually, and there is no the solid archaeological evidence.
我找不到一个确实的考古学的佐证。
And in order to confirm that.
但是可以确定的是什么呢？
However, it is clear that
兰塞是当时以色列人聚集的地方。
Ramses was the place where the Israelites were gathered at that time.
理论上应该就是当时的歌山地了。
It's likely in the land of Goshen.
或者就是离歌山地不远的一个地方。
Or somewhere near it.
这个在逻辑上是讲得通的，对吧
？And logic makes sense.
那苏哥呢
The place, the location of a Sulcus.
苏格一地也是无从查考的。
And Sulcus, this place, is also there's no evidence to confirm.
当然，苏格关于这点有些圣经学者给了不少意见。
And there's some the biblical scholar they gave some opinion.
大概就在今天的中东的达美拉特区了。
It's like in that area.
Yeah, 而且是达美拉特区的一个贴尔马士古达的这么一个地方。
It's in the region of the Tamilat.
Yeah, 这是以色列人出埃及后停留的第一站。
And that is the has been the first stop of Israel after the Exodus.
这个我们可以慢慢查考这些内容，不难的。
And we can just study about the information.
其次呢是来七十人，走百万人。
Secondly, 70 came in and over a million went out.
啊，圣经记载怎么说呢
？So what does the Bible says?
他说雅各家来到埃及的共有七十人，对吧
？Others who came to Egypt with Jacob were 70 in all.
在创世纪四十六章二十七节有清楚的记载。
It's recorded in Genesis chapter 46, verse 27.
然后到今天的经文，以色列出埃及的时候呢，圣经说。正满了四百三十年的那一天，耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来了。
By the time of the Exodus, Scripture says, on that very day, after 430 years had passed, all the Lord.
这个时候，圣经是怎么记载呢
？So what does the Bible record?
他说，除了妇人和孩子，步行的男人约有六十万。
The number of men on foot besides women and children was about 600,000.
Yeah, 确切的说呢，按照民数记一章四十六节讲的是有603,550人。
More precisely, in the book of Numbers, the number is 603,550.
有意思的是，这个数字并不包括利未人哦。
Interestingly, this figure does not include the Levites.
这个时候，利未人有38,580人。
And this time, Levites numbered 38,580.
这个在民数记四章四十八节也有很清楚的记载。
This is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 4, 48.
那我们大概估计一下，当时到底有多少以色列人出埃及呢
？So how many Israelites were there all together?
如果按照每一对夫妇生两个孩子计算，平均吧。
If we estimate based on an average of two children per married couple,
那么出埃及的以色列人应该至少有250万人。
The total population of Israel at the time of the Exodus would have been at least about 2.5 million.
这是一个 Mission Impossible 不可能完成的任务。250万人走旷野 ，How come 怎么走啊
？This is really a mission impossible. How could they just go with such a large amount of people?
Yeah, 你们是没有带过兵，你不知道。
You do not understand if you, because you do not have experience to lead army.
你看《三国演义》。
If you look at the Chinese fiction《三国演义》。
赤壁之战。
And also the war 赤壁。
Yeah, 曹操从北边来攻打赤壁。
When the 曹操 just came from the north and to fight battle at 赤壁。
《三国演义》说有80万人。
And it says there like a about 80 million.
80万.
80 million.
80万, 800,000.
800,000.
Yeah. 不是8万人呢, 8万是 80,000. 800,000就80万人, 对吧?
Yes,
800,000.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, 三国志讲, 它顶多只有不到10万人.
So, and it says that it's not over 100,000.
Yeah, 大概就是夸张了十倍了。
Maybe they just exaggerate like 10 times.
因为你要想让几十万人在一个地方去打仗，地方它撑不开啊。
If you want to let like 100,000 people to fight a battle, even the land is not big enough.
你不要说古代，就是今天，你在一个场地、一条道路拉一帮人来打一场群架。你也拉不了多少人，撑死了就是100人到500人之间呢。
So not even in the past history, even today, it's the same.
所以我也很难想象250万人怎么走，怎么过红海，怎么过旷野。I cannot imagine. 我很难想象这个图画。
Therefore, with 2.5 million, it's just so hard to imagine how they just walk through it.
所以出埃及记这件事的本身，它就是个神迹奇事，是一个不可能完成的使命。
Therefore, the Exodus actually is just mission impossible.
好，最后是上帝之夜，基督之约。
Finally, the night of God and the covenant of Christ.
我们发现摩西为这一个晚上、这一夜留下一句充满诗情画意的注脚。
For this night, Moses leaves a poetic footnote.
他怎么说呢
？So what did he say?
呀，他说这夜是耶和华的夜。
This is a night to be observed to the Lord.
因耶和华领他们出了埃及。
Because on it he brought them out of the land of Egypt.
所以当向耶和华谨守是以色列人众人世世代代该谨守的。
So this night belongs to the Lord, and all of the Israelites then that's to observe it throughout their generations.
这句话其实是很有分量的话，你知道吗
？So this sentence has a heavy weight.
因为这是耶和华所定的日子啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, this is a day appointed by the Lord.
这也应了基督的大使命说，所以你们要去的这千古名句啊。
And a day that it echoes the timeless command of Christ.Great Commission, go therefore.
我们不妨想想自己的生命，想想他们的生命。
So let's think about our life and also relate to their life.
以色列人若是不离开埃及，就是一个绝望的奴隶生命嘛。
If the Israelites had not left Egypt, they would have remained hopeless.
一个不离开埃及的以色列人是没有盼望的。
So if the Israelites do not leave Egypt, they have no hope.
教会今天也是一样的。
The same is true for the church.
我们如果不离开我们生命当中的埃及地、舒适地、躺平地、安乐窝，也是没有盼望的。
There's no hope if we do not leave the comfort zone of the Egypt just like today.
我们离开我们的老我地要去哪呢
？So when we leave our just old nature place, so where are we going?
呀，每一个人都必须思考这个问题。
Each one of us, we need to think about this.
我们就是要奔向主所指示我们所去当去的宣教之地啊。
We just should move toward the mission fields the Lord has called us to.
神给每个教会的带领都不一样。
God has different guidance for every church.
我们因为与神有约而相聚，同意不
？We gather because we're in covenant with God. Do you agree?
我们却必须要为了完成使命而去，走出去，为神而活，你愿意吗？
We go because we're sent to fulfill God's mission. We go out and we live for God. Are you willing?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
当神的时候满足的时候
When God's appointed time was fulfilled.
埃及的长子以及所有牲畜中的头生的都被杀了
The firstborn of Egypt were struck down.
法老与摩西终于又见面了
Pharaoh and Moses met once again.
最后导致神的子民终于走了出去，离开了埃及。
And God's people finally set out, leaving Egypt behind.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们教会也必须走出去。
Dear brothers and sisters, in the same way, our church must also go out.
我们也必须奔向使命之路。
To set onto the path of mission.
这是福音之路。
It's a path of gospel.
这是我们生命的必然之路啊。
And this is a path we should just go.
请问你是否做好准备了呢？
And the question is, are you ready?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们谢谢你对我们的教导。
God, we thank you for your teaching.
你让我们看见圣经中带领我们的意义。
You just let us see the meaning of your guidance in the Bible.
人若不为福音而活，所活的就是徒然的。
If we do not live for the gospel, our life is in vain.
人若不离开自己的安乐窝。
If we don't leave our comfort zone,
人如果不离开自己的埃及地
，If we don't leave the Egypt,
我们的生命仍然是茫然无知的
，Then our life has just no direction.
有一天甚至也无法向上帝交账的
，And one day we cannot even give account to God.
主，谢谢你
，Lord, we thank you.
帮助我们踏上使命之路
，Lord, please help us to just walk on the path of mission.
离开我们今天混吃等死的埃及地。
Just leave the Egypt and the world we just lying down to do nothing.
谢谢恩主听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.